Welcome to Battle Pets. This is episode number 107. I'm Aludra. And I've been hearing Osmium. And the locals all call him the Swooping Evil. It's Ben!
Hello, Aludra. How are you doing? It's amazing. I love talking to you and we're going to have such a great time tonight.
I'm kind of wondering how you developed flight, Ben.
Well, I threw myself at the ground and missed, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Clearly.
That's how that works. Clearly. Yeah, everybody knows that.
I'm sorry to ask such a simple question, but that's some of our listeners may not know.
I'll teach you sometime. Maybe I'll throw you out the ground. You know, hopefully you can miss. Or would that be me missing because I'm throwing you?
Well, since I'm the object who has to completely lose focus before they hit the ground, about the ground, then I have to miss.
Okay. Well, so, like, but if I shove you, though, would that totally work?
No.
Oh. That's okay. We'll still go swooping.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Ben! How have you been? It's Ben, and he's great. Everybody, we heart Ben.
Aw, but we heart Aludra. And you sound so much happier and peppier than you have in a little while.
Yes, I had surgeries.
Yes, the good
Not
kind.
Not one, but two surgeries! Dun-dun-dun! They were a week apart, and my pain level has substantially decreased. I'm not pain-free. But it's night and day, comparatively. Mm-hmm. Totally night and day.
Exactly. And, you know, you've been able to come to Raid. You're talking a bunch more and chatting with me on texting and Skype now and in game and stuff. And it's like I'm having Aludra back and it's awesome and I'm so happy.
Yay! Oh, I'm happy too because my numbers went up substantially in Raid. After this too.
Just a little bit.
Just a bit.
But that's okay, because, well, you know what, let's just go ahead and just jump right into Raid news, because, holy hell, we did awesome in Raid.
Yes, yes we did. We are now 8 of 10. Eight of 10.
It is so awesome, we're doing so good. Sunday we beat Tychondrius, Sunday we beat Tychondrius, and then Wednesday we beat Botanist. Holy crap. I can't believe it. It's like, boom, we kill one. Boom, we kill the other. And we're like, yeah, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Dead.
I'm so excited for this coming Sunday to see if we can down three times lady. I don't know her name off the top of my head. Elisande?
Mm-hmm. Elisande.
Yeah. We're totally going to go in there and beat her up a whole bunch and hopefully win. That'll be great. I'm really looking forward to it. It has been an exciting time in Raid.
Mm-hmm. Really has been.
Yes.
And it's been fun.
A whole lot of fun, actually. Yeah. I'm still healing. I'm still enjoying it. And you're still blade dancing, aren't you?
I am still blade dancing.
And you are smacking things with that blade.
It's really funny. So last night, for the first time, I noticed that my buttons weren't in the proper places. And they haven't been for, like, all expansion for raiding DPS. Like, there's a couple I click with the mouse, but mostly it's with my hand. And a couple ones that I have to click with the mouse are pretty heavy in my rotation.
You know what?
Like, why am I doing it this way? And I swapped them out, and I was like, oh, that's easier.
Hey, well, what do you know? And your numbers went up, and you've got this focus, and you're just kicking butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing what you notice when you're not, you know, focusing mostly on sitting up for the entire raid.
Yeah, very true, very true. But other than raiding, what have you been up to? Like, either in WoW or any other gaming or, you know, whatever.
Well, in WoW, I've been doing a lot of stuff, but I want to mostly talk about during the news.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's been really fun since the patch. And things are happening and stuff. And
things
I'm
going to
stop there. Yeah, I'm going to stop there because I really want to talk about it. So
okay.
That'll derail the show and then make it so we have nothing to talk about later. Anyways, let's see. In non-WoW news, so everything non-WoW kind of had an explosion, didn't it? Like,
yeah.
Like, Catgirls had their big patch with the new expansion, and SWTOR is doing a thing, and it's great. And what have I been doing this whole time? I've been playing Harvest Moon, Trio of Towns.
Wait a minute.
Or Story of Seasons, Trio of Towns.
Are you telling me that you've been playing a game where you dig?
And I farm. And I can have up to 12 pets on my farm.
Have you been digging it?
No.
I would hope so if you've been playing
no
as much.
There's shovels, Ben.
Oh. Well, I don't want to say, have you been hoeing it? Because, I mean, that's not a very effective way to dig. You know, or, I mean, unless you had a plow, I guess that could work. But I don't know if you have, like, a cow or a horse or something. Oh.
I have cows and horses and stuff, but they don't do plowing.
Oh.
But, yeah, no, I've been having so much fun. I'm leveling up root vegetables right now.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. You're like, wow, that does sound, what the heck do you do?
Well, hey, I hear if you get a tier 3 in root vegetables, you can make a tasty rhubarb pie.
Kind of. When you level your crops up more, it makes your food tastier.
Now, see, I'm kind of right.
Yeah,
honestly,
exactly.
I don't know if rhubarb is a root vegetable or what. I've never really had rhubarb.
I don't know what it is either, but I'm just nodding along with it.
Yeah, all right. It makes me sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I've been playing the heck out of this game. Like, the heck out of it. My last surgery, I still managed to win 2 farming contests while under anesthetic and stuff.
Good job. Very good job. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you missed your calling. Maybe you should be a farmer.
No way. My back hurts too much to be a farmer.
Maybe you should manage a farm.
Maybe I should play more farming games.
Well, there's that too.
That is clearly my calling, as I like Wi-Fi too much.
Maybe you should have a plant.
I'm actually not very good with plants, Ben.
Maybe you should play a digital game that lets you grow things and win.
There we go.
Yeah,
I
see,
like
there
this
we go.
Plan.
Totally works.
Yeah. So I've been mostly doing that and focusing on recovery and stuff over here. It's pretty boring, to tell the truth, but I've been getting more and more into gaming and stuff now that I can actually game. What about you, Ben? What have you been up to?
Wow, so...
It's been Warcraft, I hear.
But some other stuff. So I don't remember since the last episode, Mass Effect Andromeda hadn't come out yet, had it?
I don't think so.
Okay. So, I mean, Horizon.
No, because we were talking about how you needed to.
That's right.
Stream your first playthrough, and you're like, no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes.
Well, I'll be saying this. Okay. Well, first of all, Horizon Zero Dawn, I want to give it the focus and attention that it deserves, and I don't want to split it up with other games. So because of my love of the original Mass Effect trilogy, I'm like, okay, Mass Effect Andromeda is out. I will play this. However, if I only have like, you know, a little bit of time here or there, I'm playing a little bit of Zelda just to kind of, you know, slowly progress. Cause that's really a really good game for, hey, I'm logging in for 5 minutes. Let's see if I can go another 20 feet without dying. And then, you know, turn it off and keep going. So, I'll tell you my Zelda story first. So I'm going around and I'm trying to head to this village. And then all of a sudden these goblins start riding at me. They're on horses. And I'm like, oh crap, this isn't good. So they're running at me and I jump out of the way of one of them and jump out of the way of another one. Then they turn around and come back. I'm like, what the hell prompted this? Cause they're just like, they're like way far away and then they just start coming right at me. So then finally I shot one in the face with an arrow and he fell off his horse and then I killed him. Then I took care of the other one. So then I've got these two horses just kind of standing there. I'm like, okay, I had never seen any way on how to do this. I think I could kind of figure it out. We'll see. So then I crouch down and I sneak up behind this one and it's white and black and it's got speckles all over the butt. It's its fur. It's not poop. So I slowly go behind it and then all of a sudden it's like push A to mount. I'm like, okay. So I pushed A and I jumped on the horse. And
to
it's
jump
all,
on the, oh, I thought yeah. It meant the goblin for some
oh,
reason.
Oh, no.
Like...
Goblins are dead at this point. So then the horse rears back and goes, meee! And there's a push L to soothe. So I'm like, okay. So I push L once and then it's like, oh, okay, we're fine. So I'm like, oh, I'm on a horse now. Cool. So then I'm like, I know that I have to register a horse just from, you know, random knowings of the internet
random
and stuff.
Random fact toys from the internet that you absorb
so,
peripherally. Yes.
I ride all the way back to the stable that I found, register my horse. I named him Scraps. And then turned back and went all the way back to where I was and noticed that the other horse was still there. But... there's two other horses just kind of riding around and stuff, and they seem to be much better than the one that I have. So I'm like, well, crap, I'm going to try and get a new horse. So
wait, you didn't look around at other horses after?
No,
you?
They weren't there last time I was in the area. Okay, yeah. You know, when I was getting attacked on horseback. Maybe it's like, hey guys, he rode a horse. Let's turn the horses on now. So I'm like, okay. So I hop off my horse. Oh, scraps, you know, he's just over there. He's cool. Then I'm slowly walking, and this one horse keeps running back and forth, like in this line. Like, I don't know if it's supposed to do that, if it's pathing, or if he's just bored, or I don't know. So then finally he stops. I run up behind him, or kind of walk up behind him, crouching and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Hop on his back. And this one is way more feisty than the first one. He's going, meh, 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 going back and forth. So I'm that tapping Sue the whole bunch to, you know, get him happy. And then finally, right as my stamina is just about wears off, he calms down. He's like, yeah, we're cool. I'm like,
that's
sweet.
Awesome.
I've got a better horse now. I mean, he's even faster and everything like that. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to ride him to the village because there's got to be a stable in there. I ride to the village. I can't find a stable anywhere. I don't know. Maybe there's supposed to be. I even looked online, said stable, name of village, question mark. And like a map came up and I thought there was one there, but I couldn't find it. So whatever. So I'm like, okay, turn around, ride all the way back to that same horse place. And except the thing is because this one's a little bit more wild than the one that had the goblin on it. I'm riding and then he's just randomly kind of turning to the left and like swerving off course. I'm like, no horse, go this way. And so the whole time I'm like, you know, hitting L to soothe him the entire time as we're riding. And you know, he starts liking me more and everything. So then finally I get all the way to the register stable place. I'm like, oh crap. His name's Bruce. So now I have a horse named Bruce and I ride him around. He's pretty
nice.
Cool. Then when I went all the way back there, there's this black stallion running around. I'm like, I'm going to try it. So went over there, hopped on. He kicked me off because I didn't have near enough stamina. So I'm like, okay, I'll get one of those later. But in the meantime, I got Bruce. He's registered. So I guess like anywhere that I am, I think he can just come to me if I whistle.
That's neat.
Or possibly, if he dies, maybe he comes back. I don't know the rules. I'm not going to try and kill him and find out what happens. But so anyways, I have a horse named Bruce. He's cool. Yeah.
That is really awesome. I really want to play this game. I want to try it out. I hear it's not quite a Zelda game, and that kind of appeals to me.
Well, and the thing is, okay, so I listened to Giant Bomb. I think I've talked about them before. You know, great podcast for video games and stuff. But they all love this game. I think it's like the second coming, essentially. Like, it's so good. And I can see where some of the appeal is. And, you know, everybody out there that I'm seeing, you know, so many people online saying how great it is, how it's the best Zelda game, how so innovative and all the stuff and everything. Like, I'm like, that's good for you. It is not grabbing me at all like that. Like, at all.
Yeah, so, I think some of the appeal to me is that it doesn't follow the Zelda formula, and I really can't wait to try that out.
Yeah, like, you know, that's cool, and, you know, it has the whole Skyrim idea of, you know, I'm out in the world, and I can do anything at any time. Like, the game starts, and as soon as you finish the, I guess I'd call it the tutorial area, but not exactly, you can go and beat the game. There's speedruns online of people beating it in about an hour. But then there's other people who dumped in 100 hours, 150 hours, 200 hours into it and stuff like that. And they're still, you know, not ready to beat it. And that's fine. And everybody finds something different in the game. And that's great. Just there are certain things about the systems in that game that just frustrate the heck out of me to the point where I'm kind of like, I'm okay with not pouring tons of time into it right now. So that's why I've been playing Mass Effect Andromeda.
Cool.
Yeah, I haven't been able to play that as much as I want, and so far it does not live up to the original trilogy, but I am still enjoying it.
That's great.
Yeah, and that's what matters.
I heard that they got a graphical upgrade in a character's
that
eyes
was
today.
Today. Yes. Yes. In fact, before I got on with you, I hopped on for about maybe 20 minutes or so, and I didn't have any cutscenes where I talked to anybody, but I'm like, I just know that they look better. So, yeah. That's what matters. But so anyways, yeah, I've been doing a bunch of other stuff other than WoW, but holy crap, there's not enough time in my life right now for all the things that I want to do.
Mm-hmm. So, I agree.
Yeah, which is kind of a bummer. So with that, what do you say? Should we jump right into our special edition news?
All right, news 7.2.
Reporting. Broadcasting live from the Broken Isle, we have the latest from World of Warcraft. There's demons everywhere!
News. Yeah, I had to make sure that I stopped talking, because otherwise, you know, we don't want another Ben Won't Shut Up episode. I can go on for a while.
I take it that the clips ended.
Oh, you couldn't hear the clips?
No.
Oh, that's right. I never turned it back up. Okay, now I can hear it.
All right.
You'll be able to hear it next time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
That's okay, but it's better with clips.
So, 7.2 is out. Are you getting all the cool stuff? Because, guys, there's so much cool stuff to get. We're talking about 13 total pets.
Squirrel!
No, not one of those, Ben!
Yay, you can hear it now.
Let's start with Pet Battle Dungeons, Ben. Pet Battle Dungeon!
Oh, I know. Have you done it? Yes, I've only gone through it once so far. Now,
same!
Okay, so you've done it then.
Yes!
Okay.
Okay, Blizzard, I heart you, and I love the fact that you made this thing, but I couldn't get out at the end.
I couldn't
get out. I was, like, running around everywhere. I started narrating myself, like, like one of those nature documentaries, and gee.
Nice.
Sensing that she is lost, Aludra looks around in a slight panic as the map shows an exit, but it is blocked. You know, things like that. I just started. She would be more upset if she knew she couldn't starve to death. And yet, there had to be a quicker way out. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I can see that.
I ended up giving up and teleporting back to Ogrimmar and flying back to turn it in.
Well, I jumped off the ledge and then talked mm-hmm. to the cow lady.
I jumped off the ledge. There was nobody there.
That's really weird.
There was nobody there. Hmm.
Maybe. I mean, when did you do it? Did you do it the Tuesday it was released? Or...
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, I did it the Monday after it was released. I waited like almost an entire week before I jumped in there.
Oh, dude, I did this. Jeez. Not a couple days ago. Like... after the latest round of big hot fixes, so I don't know what happened, but there was no cow. And so I was like, okay, this is blocked. Okay, this is taking me back to the same blocked exit. How did that work?
That's kind of weird.
I was like, Wailing Caverns was never my favorite dungeon to start with.
It is kind of really windy and stuff, and with the multiple levels and everything.
Yeah, but I can read a map. I swear I can.
True.
But I am still the same person who flies the wrong direction out of Shadowrath every time she flies.
Are you serious?
So, yeah, every time I want to go somewhere, I end up flying in the wrong direction because I think it's in a different direction than where it actually is. And yeah.
Well, you know, I guess that makes sense. It's okay, though.
Ingrained in my head. Yeah. Zanger Marsh is not actually where it is. It's right.
Yeah, you got into Grant. It's okay. But so the dungeon itself, though, like, what are your thoughts?
I liked it. It seemed kind of uneventful, pretty straightforward. Yeah, you know, you just fight the guys, you do the things. I was kind of bummed. Like, I wanted to capture them. I was kind of bummed I couldn't, you know?
You know, like, what?
I'm why is kind my of there? Trap not glowing?
It's like, come on, he's almost dead.
Come on. Since I don't have it, I should be able to. Oh, right. I can't get them.
Yeah. I mean, so in, I know we kind of talked about it before it actually came out and everything, but the whole concept is, you know, you get a quest from your faction's pet person in Brienne's shop in Dalaran, and then you fly out to Wailing Caverns. And then here's the thing that I thought was actually kind of cool. You need to have flying in order to actually do this quest, because there's no way to get up into the little cave where...
in the skull. Yeah. It's like in an eye socket in the skull. Mm-hmm.
Yep, no way to get up there unless you have flying. So, good on you, Blizzard. Good on you. But, so once you have that, once you actually go in there, into the eye, you talk to the cow lady, she gives you a quest, and then you talk to her again, and then she, you know, teleports you into the dungeon. Now, here's the thing. Make sure you talk to her again, because if you just go to the entrance of the dungeon, you won't be in the pet battle version of it.
No, you'll just be in the normal version. You'll be like, what?
Yeah, I did that kind of wrong the first time I went in there.
You did not. It said in the quest, talk to her.
I know, but I wanted to see what would happen.
Oh, Ben's quality testing for us.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing.
Not me. I read the quest text, and then maybe that's why the cow didn't take pity on me and come find me. She thought I was competent because I knew where to go.
I mean, hey. Yes.
I'm sorry, that did come out meaner than I meant.
You know, it really did, but it's okay. I accept it. I really do.
That really was meaner than I meant. I'm so sorry,
it's
Ben.
It's okay.
I meant it more to bash me, but it didn't quite come out that way.
Hey, it could have been worse.
I was thinking I was competent. She knew you weren't. Jeez, Aludra, learn some tact. My goodness.
You know, this Pandaren monk was in here earlier. She didn't know anything about what was going on.
But you, Pandaren mage, because I did it on my mage.
Oh.
Aludra's got to be the one doing the pet battles.
Gotcha. I'm like, eh, this is my main. I'll do that. But So you go in, then you fight the pets, and there's what happens is you're in like one area, and then there's three pets that you need to fight. It's the
we'll just follow the path.
Yeah,
of the
it's a scenario. It's mm-hmm. great. You go, you beat the first one, then you beat the second one, then you beat the third one, then that unlocks the boss. So then you beat the boss, and then
yeah, phase two, phase three. You know, yeah. You're just going through, beating your guys.
Mm-hmm. And then you have a little story bit. And then you get to fight the boss. And then it's over.
Yep.
It's over.
And then you're either lost in there for the rest of your natural life, or there's a cow waiting for you off the cliff. I seriously jumped off the cliff, and there was no cow.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. But so overall, like, did you find it very challenging or anything?
I found it to be, well, okay, so when I went through initially, it didn't say I couldn't heal, so I did.
Yeah, I did the same thing. Yeah, because, you know, it's one of the things that you and I have talked about quite a bit with mm-hmm. the Celestial Tournament. We like being able to heal.
Yes, we do. And with healing on, like, since you can pretty much choose your own mode, it mm-hmm. really makes a difference. Like, with healing on, it was kind of trivial. Not very difficult to do at all, so if you just want the initial level a pet to 25 stone,
mm-hmm.
there you go, man. It's no problem.
Yeah, super simple to get.
Yeah, but if you actually want to get the pet for the achievement, which we'll go into more details later, you don't heal, and that is where the real challenging bits come in. Now, I have a ton of mechanicals, so I'm going to go in there and just wipe the floor.
Yeah.
Just.
In fact, I was going to ask, what did you actually use for the most part? Because there's a lot of beasts that you fight, and then there's mm-hmm. a couple like elementals and a couple magicals, and that's kind of it. So it's not really a huge variety, because whatever the, you know, the mini boss or the boss is, it's going to pull two other pets that would be critters located in the dungeon. Mm-hmm. So you're very limited to what can actually show up. So you know, it's kind of a crapshoot. It's like, okay, well, that big main guy, he's the type that I'm aiming for. The others, I don't think that I had anything higher than just a common for difficulty on them.
I had a couple blues.
Oh, okay.
Pop up. That's why I wanted to cage them. But, yeah. I mostly stuck with mechanicals. If I went in there and I ever saw I wasn't at a type advantage, I just back out.
Yeah.
Switch up my team. Go back in and beat him up.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can do that in the achievement run. But
I would assume so, because, I mean, if you don't heal or revive, because that's what it's specifically looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But,
so,
yeah, I mean, I was in there.
Mechanicals, except for the last boss. The last boss, I one-shotted with a frog.
I one-shotted with my, well, Pandaren Water Spirit and my Dancing Water Skimmer.
No, I used one frog and defeated all three.
I pumped.
pump. No, yep. I used the froggy kiss and the other froggy thing, the lick, I suppose, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And yeah, he went down easy.
Yeah, I mean, I used really the Son of Animus, the Clockwork mm-hmm. Gnome, and the Iron Starlet, like pretty much those three. The Arcane Eye I used on all the water.
Yeah.
Because that Arcane Eye is a beast. Well, no, it's a magic, but it's a beast. It just, yeah, it destroys
he's
stuff.
He's in there. He's a juggernaut. He will really hit things down. It was kind of neat. I didn't Howlbomb once. I didn't do the haunt res or the haunt thing at all with my Unborn
and
Valkyr
and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't do any of that. Just stuck with other things.
I'm really glad that, I mean, granted, yeah, we talked about how types, there's, you know, very, you know, a lot of beasts and everything like that, but it doesn't rely on the strategies that have been, you know, kind of just prevalent in the expansion, you know, since it came out and even in the last expansion and everything. So, you know, good on you, Blizzard, for making it so that it's fitting for Wailing Caverns, but then it also kind of shakes things up of what the meta is.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it's fun.
Yeah. Definitely.
And you can, again, you can choose your own difficulty and work your way up to not healing and stuff and see what works.
Exactly. Exactly. So, question for you. Why is this something that you'd want to do?
Well, because after your first one, you can do it daily and get a bag of damp pet supplies.
Ew.
Now, I know that doesn't sound great.
Ew.
So, why would you want this damp pet supplies? Why? Ew. For the pets?
Wait, what?
I'm sure you've noticed you can't capture them during the dungeon, but they can drop, the bag can drop the pets found inside the dungeon. The cavern moccasin, the ever-living spore, and the young venom fang. The moccasin's green, the ever-living spore is blue, and I think the venom fang is also green. Or it might be white.
I think you're right, because I remember there being a few different...
Yeah, they're different colors. And anyway, so you get those and you can add them to your collection. And that's how you get the pets from inside the dungeon, is by doing the daily and getting the bag.
Yep. But then like we said, what was that?
That was the sound there.
That was. It was interesting. But yeah, if you do complete the actual pet battle challenge, that's actually running the entire dungeon. But you don't heal at all. Well, I'm assuming that's outside of the actual, you know, battles and stuff like that. And if you don't res or anything like that, then you get the Son of Scum, which is a really cool, awesome new shiny pet just for you. Yeah.
Yep.
So we definitely recommend it.
He's the dino guy, the big dino boss.
Yes, one of the Stegosauruses.
In the normal dungeon, so.
Yep. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I really do recommend it. You know, even if you don't really do a whole bunch of battling, as long as you've got some level 25 pets, you should be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. But if you haven't been doing that, maybe you've been actually hanging out on the Broken Shore. Well, guess what? There are actually pets there too. Now, the easiest one, or maybe the hardest one to get, I don't know what you want to call it, but that'd be the Orphan Felbat, because it actually has a chance to drop from all of the Legion Fall chests on the Broken Shore. And then also, Scraps is also there on the Broken Shore, and he has a chance to drop from the Curious Wormtongue Cache. So, and
Scraps! Like your horse!
Yes! You know, and it's funny, I didn't even mean for that. But that Wormtongue Cache, that's only available when the Mage Tower's up if you get that buff, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Not sure. I've been kind of busy the last few days, so I didn't even get one.
Yeah, me too. I didn't. Okay, so we got the Mage Tower in North America. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a chance to do anything associated with that because
I lasted other stuff. 10 seconds.
Yeehaw!
Seriously. He throws down this ice stuff, and it's just like, bye. And then when I'm like, oh, maybe I can jump over it, he was like, bye, when I was in the air. So I was nice. Like, you know what? I'm clearly not the player this is meant for.
It's okay. It could be worse.
It costs nether shards every time you try after your first try.
So. I know, 100, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I have uses for these. So maybe later when I don't have any uses for these.
Oh, that's one way to do it. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So finally, there are pets tied to order halls. Okay, what? we want to point out that they are not all in game.
Mainly because some of them no one's able to actually get them yet anyway, so it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so but keep your eyes out for Crackers if you're a rogue. In the quest line that takes you to Asuna, you will get Crackers the Parrot. Banfu, Cub of Banlu, is in the Monk Order Hall. He will cost 1,000 resources.
Yay!
The Blood Brood Whelpling, the Frost Brood Whelpling, and the Vile Brood Whelpling are all in the Death Knight Order Hall. They cost 1k resources each.
Yeah, and the trick between the Banfu and then all the Whelplings, you need to make sure that your artifact weapon is completely filled out. So that's all, mm-hmm. what, like 50 traits filled in or something like that?
Yeah.
And the thing is with the Whelplings, the Death Knight, like, you can't have your blood artifact weapon full and get the plague one or the frost one. It's each spec needs to be completely full. So that's a lot of artifact power for your Death Knights. So do that arcane knowledge research.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I am. I popped up in Aludra after all this because, you know, she's been a little bit on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran one lap of Broken Shore dailies, and I got her like 7-8 artifact points with the catch-ups and stuff.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. I was like, I don't even have all my gold dragons. Click, 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 click. Now I have all my gold dragons.
You know, it's funny. I did the same thing with my mage, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, like,
now
I totally forgot to mention it. I was just out randomly doing stuff on my mage, and I got a legendary. I got a belt.
And I don't like you.
A legendary belt for my mage. I'm all like, woo, legendary belt.
I've been doing
belt.
All the dailies for days, and I haven't got for Aludra. I'm running dungeon.
It's a belt for my mage, and it's legendary.
I'm jealous.
It matches jealous. My transmog and my sword. And I also got the hidden artifact appearance for the frost staff, which I won't even
that
use.
That he's never going to use. I'm so mad because he's never going to use it.
Never. Never.
I want that. I've logged in every day just to run up and downstairs.
I haven't. I even logged in, ran upstairs, saw a thing that said, hey, there's something going on with the portals. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And went down there and looked, didn't see anything with them. So I'm like, cool, logged out. Came back a couple days later, took a portal, boom.
I take portals randomly too, just to try.
I was going to High Mountain, if that helps. I love you.
I love you too, Ben.
So
I can't totally stay mad, but I mean, just, oh.
I know, that was my total gloaty moment, and I'm sorry.
I know. Hey, Ben, I still have 3 crowns.
So in other news, Igneous Flameling is actually going to be available when the Midsummer Fire Festival starts for a total of 350 flowers. And there's a new Noble Garden Bunny for 100 eggs, which is going to be soon, folks. Noble Garden is starting soon.
Very soon.
Yes. But so a little bit more Broken Shore news before we finish off with this awesome new stuff. There are actually 3 new Broken Shore trainers. That's right. They should be tied to World Quest, if I remember correctly. But these trainers are unlocked after you complete the Broken Shore introductory scenario and the quests. So make sure you check that out. They are Sissix, Madame Vicosia, some lady, and the Nameless Mystic. None of these new guys are part of any current achievement, though, including the Family Familiar. So thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But, hey, more Tamers is always a good thing. More World Quests, always a good thing, because it gets us out there and gets us battling.
Yes, it does.
I enjoy it. In fact, one of the things that gets me battling is that this is not a good segue, because I can't think of how to tie it in, but when I'm logged in and sitting at my computer, I like to battle pets, and I do that on my doghouse system. No, we're not using that.
Wow, Ben. Wow.
Yeah, I petered out there. Unlike my doghouse system, which boots reliably and powerfully every time I try to run it. That's right.
Call this show Powerfully, please.
We got to stop doing these at night. Yes, that's right. Doghouse Systems is full of powerful machines. That's even if it's something that's, you know, an older model like mine, it's still running strong. If you get a lower end PC, you're going to be doing great for a long time. If you get the higher end ones, guess what? You're going to be doing even better for so long. It's one of the great things about Doghouse systems. In fact, our friend OMF, Old Man Franks, he had an issue with his, he's had a system for a while. And for some reason, he was having issues with things loading. Talked to Doghouse Systems. They helped him out right away, got things taken care of. And he is happy to say that he's playing Mass Effect Andromeda right now on his PC. Well, I'm assuming right now. It's a little late, though, so maybe not. But he wasn't able to load it, but he's got it up and running and running great. But here's the thing. If you go to Doghouse Systems and you get yourself a new PC, there's a deal out there just for you. If you put in Battle Pets for your promo code, you get double the memory for free.
That's right. At no cost to you, the consumer.
That's right. Zero equals free. Battle Pets is the promo code. Toss it in for Doghouse Systems.
Yay.
So, Aludra, I've got a mystery. And I know
what
how
is
to solve it.
Oh, okay.
So here's the thing. If you have a mystery that you need to solve, you need to make sure to sign up for this month's loot crate, because the theme is mystery, which is weird because it's a mystery crate, kind of like meta in there and stuff.
Yeah.
But in this crate, there's going to be something that is a Batman item of some sort that hides a secret. There's going to be a really cool figure of some sort in there. And even more so, it's going to come with mystery solving gear. That's right. If you have a mystery that you need to solve, make sure you sign up for Loot Crate this month. It has stuff that solves mysteries. But the awesome IPs in it are actually Batman, X-Files, Jessica Jones, and Stranger Things. Aw, yeah.
Aw, yeah.
So go to trylootcrate.com/battlepets, put in Bridge10 for a promo code, get a discount on your first order.
Cool. Ben is awesome.
Yeah. You know what else is even more awesome?
Ben!
No. Boss battles.
Round one. Fight. Boss battles.
We are continuing Ben. Our journey in Asuna. Fighting bosses. And this one, actually, it's near and dear to my heart. Because this one's called Help a Whelp. And I'm actually a really big fan of the Dragonflights. And especially the Whelplings. And in fact, the whole dragon stuff that you do in Asuna is some of my favorite part of Legion so far. So when this one pops up, I always make sure to do it. So Help a Whelp. You go to 5316 in Asuna and you help a blue azure whelp, whatever color you want to call it. It's lying there on the ground. It is being attacked by a hungry owl and a hungry rat. So you kick their butts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first pet that you attack is the Hungry Owl. Now, the Hungry Owl has three abilities. The first one is Quills. You'd think that a porcupine would have that and not an owl. But
No, because they have quills too.
Well, they have feathers.
Yeah, and feathers are quills.
Really?
Google it.
The more you know. So anyways, the Hungry Owl will fling 1 to 2 quills at your pet, dealing flying damage with each hit. Now, if the owl goes first, it will actually hit you for an additional time. Next up, we have Cyclone. So a Cyclone is created, which has a 35% chance to deal flying damage to your pets. Now, the thing is that the Cyclone hangs around for about 5 rounds, goes around and goes and hits, you know, your pet that's in the front line, your back line pets. So any of them have a chance to be hit for 5 total rounds. It is not fun.
5 total rounds!
Yeah, not a good ability to be used on you. And then last but not least, the Hungry Owl will actually cast Arcane Storm. Now, this will actually deal magic damage, which is split between all your pets, and warps the weather into Arcane Winds for 9 rounds. Plus, it does additional damage if Arcane Winds is already active. Now, here's the thing. You might be asking, what does Arcane Winds do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, during Arcane Winds, pets cannot be stunned or rooted. Plus, you know, the damage from when it hits. So, you know, depending on the strategy that you're going for, you might want to try to negate that as fast as possible. You know, if you're going for a heavy stun comp or a root comp or something like that, because it won't work.
I'm just still stunned that Ben didn't know quills were feathers. Okay, I linked him the Wikipedia.
Yes, and I'm looking at it, and of course, because you write with a quill. Ugh, I'm an idiot.
Okay, so finally, we're gonna beat up on that hungry rat. Yeah, that hungry rat, he's a jerk.
Yeah,
and we're gonna beat him up.
Call him ratty.
Nature is pretty metal, but I don't have to see it. So,
well, plus they're eating a dragon. Come on.
I know. So, hungry rat, scratch. The hungry rat scratches your pet, dealing. It actually says dealing critter damage. This is a southern rat.
That's because it's dealing. Because we're scratching the record. You know, worker, worker, worker.
His next ability is Drain Power. This ability deals magic damage and will reduce your pet's damage by 25% for 2 rounds and increase the hungry rat's damage by 25% for 2 rounds.
Oh my.
I guess that scratchy was a little more than your average scratch. And then finally, out of nowhere, this rat knows Arcane Dash.
Yeah, because it's been chewing on dragons. It's absorbing the dragon's essence.
I don't like that because those baby dragons can speak.
Yeah.
The hungry rat will dash at you, arcanely dealing magic damage, and have a 25% chance to stun your pet. Ben! This is mean.
It is. It is very mean. I don't like mean rats, and I don't like mean owls.
I don't either.
Yeah, so, you know, go make sure you're you know, fighting comp-wise and everything like that. It's super simple to do.
Yeah, what do you use?
Some sort of dragon, and then also I just use my Snowfang because, you know, it's a rat.
Because wolves eat rats, yeah.
Yeah. It's great. I love it when, what is it, Scrappers or whatever is the Dalaran world quest, because I just bring one of my wolves and it just kills them right away. I'm like, ah, we're good. It's great. What about you? What do you use?
Nexus Whelpingling, mostly. Mana Surge, Arcane Storm.
Yeah.
Then we're back to things like the Zelindari Ankle Render.
Ankle Renderer?
Yeah. Zandalari, to top it all off. I always do that.
I know. It's Zandalari, cute. That's why I don't say anything.
So, yeah, it's pretty simple. I like being the defender of the innocent little baby dragon that's probably screaming in my mind for
totally.
Help.
Totally.
I mean, jeez.
Yeah. So, fun fact, if you want to know a story about a rat who is not a jerk, we were at the Renaissance Festival on Sunday, and we went and saw, it was the Cirque du Sewer, and it was a lady who did some, like, acrobat-y stuff, like tightrope walking and everything like that, but she also had a cat that did tricks and some rats that did tricks, and they were her acro rats, and it was awesome.
That sounds awesome.
But
I've
even
seen
better.
Pictures of Ben at this fair. He was wearing an Overwatch shirt.
I was, because it's Phoenix and it was in the sunlight and it's a white shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. But so their names were Bubonic, Rubella, MRSA, and forget the fourth one.
Oh, and Joe.
Close, but no.
And Pearl.
But yeah, it was really fun. We had a lot of fun there. But there are nice rats out there, people. Just don't forget. Mm-hmm. But if you are trying to figure out what you should actually take to this week's boss battle, maybe you really shouldn't listen to
Team Building.
Team Building, where we, well, we build teams that have nothing to do with actual strategy and more to do with random words.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, though. I really enjoy it. Random words surprisingly make interesting teams.
Yes. This week's words are Crystal Dynamics, which is a subsidiary of Gemco. I just sounded like it would be one of those places with a subsidiary name, you know?
Crystal Dynamics, a subsidiary of Gemco. For all your gemming needs. Gemco.
Because we rock. Okay, so.
Oh my gosh, that was great. That totally deserves one of these. Good job. Good job.
So, Crystal Dynamics, what do we do? Well, let's see. I've got my Crimson Geode. Yeah, that's right. Red floaty rock. Floats around, being a rock, being all crystally.
Ooh.
It is on a string, being led around by my amethyst shale hatchling. That's right. It's walking a gem spider.
Ooh.
If that's not dynamic enough. We're going to throw in Nefaria's Light. Why? For the sparkles. That's right. These guys are living disco balls.
You know what? That's pretty fancy.
Crystal Dynamics.
That is really fancy. I have to give you some props on that one.
See, you thought they were walking on the ground. No, no. They're walking around the ceiling being disco balls.
Be honest. They're in your room. You're having a party in there. Then they're disco balls.
Oh, yeah. I think that's really great. I'm immediately what I thought of, you know, after my subsidiary joke.
subsidiary of Gemco.
Yes.
So Gemco. I went a slightly different way.
Not by much.
not by too much. But so I took the Jade Owl and the Sapphire Panther because, you know, they're made of gems.
Jewel crafting
makes them and everything like that. But here's the thing. When you're out actually mining, trying to get those gems, what is going to try and stop you? That's right. Jade Fang, which drops the tiny shale spider. Boom. I got a green shale hatchling, essentially. But I really like that tiny shale spider when I got it originally. First of all, a lot of people didn't know about it, you know, way back in Kata. So when I was up there and I got it and I was running around in raid and people were like, what is that? Where did you get that? And I told them and like, oh, that's cool. Oh, I need to wait for this quest. Screw that. I'll never get that pet. And then I would camp out some people there and just, you know, try to get a couple of them and stuff like that. But it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that, getting that pet. That's my story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Next episode's words, though, are actually they're leading into something slightly different for team building next week. And the reason being I want to touch on this because we didn't actually share that story. But next week's words are micro holiday. That's right. And this includes all of you, too. We need you to design your own micro holiday through pets. Now, please send in those submissions because we want to read them. And we're always looking for new things to do in game, especially when it comes to pets. And this last micro holiday so far is one of the greatest things I've ever experienced in game.
Yeah, we had people laughing their rear ends off listening to us and our shenanigans in this last micro holiday. It was so much fun. I think we each ran it three times, Ben.
Yep, three times.
Three times each.
Yep. It was the March of the Tadpoles because, I mean, I don't know if you know this or not, but I really like Murlocs and they're kind of a mascot to one of my shows. And I happen to think that they are some of the greatest things actually in the World of Warcraft. And I, at times, have surrounded myself with, you know, Murloc stuffies, Murloc pop vinyls. I have a little pop vinyl Murloc keychain right over there. I mean, I love them to death. So when I saw that there was a holiday involved with them, I had to do it. So we go out there to Winterfen Retreat in Boring Tundra. And Aludra, can you describe what we saw?
We saw all the baby Murlocs. There were tiny baby Murlocs. There were massive baby Murlocs. There were Murlocs in hats. There were baby Murlocs everywhere, and they were running around, and they all wanted to be your friend. Some of them were overdramatic death Murlocs, and some of them were swimming in their special bubbles, and some of them were friends and just chilling and hanging out. And one Murloc was all alone and couldn't seem to slip out of his depression even when he made all the friends.
Yeah.
But
oh, it was great. And they all had all these interesting names and they were fun. There's Murky Jr., there was Ariel, there was Blip Lip, there was Lil Bill or something like that.
There was Steven.
There's Flopsy. Yeah, Steven was great. I mean, just all over the place. Just tons of
Girl Gamer.
Fun. Yeah, Girl Gamer was really cool. And I mean, so you get the initial quest, and it is basically adopt a Murloc. So then out of all of them running around and doing stuff or just standing there looking depressed or whatever, you talk to one, and then you pick it, and then it's your Murloc buddy.
Yep, he's your friend. Forever. or at least for the event.
For the event. And, you know, sometimes that's long enough, but I kind of wish that I had tested to see if I left, if he came with me for the rest of the day until I finished. Oh, okay. Well, then I'm glad I didn't try that. But anyway, so then there was a part two. So after you choose your Murloc,
you feed your Murloc.
Yes. And what did you feed him?
Clams.
And where do you find these clams?
Okay, so I was killing other Murlocs for these clams, and it turns out, no, they were just glowing on the ledge, and I just didn't see them.
Yeah.
We had friends drowning because they forgot they had to breathe. We had friends. Oh, it was an adventure for these clams.
Yeah, and swimming all over the place for them. Mm-hmm. And then after that, so you get the clams, and then you feed your Murloc, and then you get one more quest, the final quest.
That was kill an orca.
Named Murgle.
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 He was named by Murlocs, clearly, because I don't think orcas speak like that.
Murgle.
Yep. Murgle. It took me a while there.
So, then you swim up there and you fight Murgle, and then after you turn that quest in, this is one of the greatest, cutest things ever. Your Murloc gives you a little Murloc satchel. And you open it up, and it's got just a gray item worth a couple copper. But there are so many different things that we came across, and they were so cute.
I got a shell vaguely in the shape of a heart.
I got a, a piece of wood that was gnawed on that looked a little bit like me.
In the very generic sense that it was human shaped or humanoid shaped.
I also got some glittering sand.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget the first thing I got. I think it was, didn't you get a wet rock?
I got a wet rock. It was like the epitome of no effort whatsoever. And then I got actually a pretty nice pearl, but it was still only worth a couple coppers.
Nice. Not bad. So, come up with your own micro holiday, involve pets, and send it to us, and, tell us what you think. And, where can people send that to? How can they get a hold of us?
Well, if you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at wildbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, iTunes, and Stitcher, too.
Yep, you can actually also follow us on Twitter. I am at BenTheMage, Aludra is at Aludra_AIE, and, of course, the show as a Battle Pets show.
You can also listen to us on other shows. Ben is on Azeroth Roundtable and guested on The Starting Zone, episode 192. Nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had a blast. We talked about the Pet Battle Dungeon there, too. And our theme song, Serpent Marita's Hero, is by those amazing folks at Blizzard. And our bumpers were done by Coltrane and myself. And Battle Pets was written by myself and Aludra and is copywritten to us as well.
So, thanks for listening.
Bye, everybody.